After the success of the first Full Circle auction, which opened on June 27 and concluded on July 11, organizer Ozawa Anung Kwei is planning for more in the fall. The auction sold paintings by various indigenous artists and donated all its proceeds to the Children of Xinguok Alumni Association. The auction was held in response to the 215 children found buried in the former Kamloops Indian Residential School in BC. Ozawa Anung Kwei and their team raised over $10,000 in bids for artwork and an additional $3,000 from non-auction painting sales and from a Pay What You Can workshop. They are an advocate for Anishinaabe and 2SLGBTQ+ people. The CSAA holds a biannual residential school student survivor gathering, in which Ozawa Anung Kwei used to volunteer when they were in high school. "I've always done my best to volunteer, present, speak at, or simply attend these gatherings. They would also be a place of affirmation when it came to being two-spirit and LGBTQ+, reads their testimonial in the Facebook group. "Some family members would tell me stories of the two-spirit children who also attended these schools. By the age of 24, Ozawa Anung Kwei told Sue Today that they discovered that their grandmother was sent to a residential school in her youth, along with her brother Morris and sister Laura. Laura died while at the school of tuberculosis," they said. "In June 2021, I started to ask where my auntie Laura was buried. I thought maybe she passed at St. Joseph Residential School for Girls in Spanish, Aunt. Or if my relatives got her remains sent home. But neither idea was the correct one. With some research by a friend at the Xinguok Archives at Algoma University, we found out that she passed away at Queen Alexandra Sanitarium in London, Aunt. This was common practice for some cases of TB patients at the time. Another friend found her burial spot in a cemetery in London, Aunt. He discovered this by cross-referencing information with the death records at the London Public Library and the information I had from the Xinguok Archives. My family was lucky because many families don't have any records, or lack of information to locate their missing family members, who were forced to go to residential schools." Ozawa Anung Kwei chose to hold an auction as a means to raise funds, "because I thought this would be a great way to give back to residential school survivors and for community to engage with something fun, while we collectively grieved for all the children that were being found buried across Canada. I also had an abundance of paintings from the month of June that were taking over my apartment." Ozawa Anung Kwei said they did a very quick planning for the first auction. "I spoke to an artist friend, Ricky Strap, about my idea and they offered to donate some prints to be included in the auction. I began asking other indigenous artists within my network," they said. The featured artists included Ricky Strap, Patrick Hunter, Chief Lady Bird, Kent Monkman and Intergalactic NB. Several local artists were featured as rush item contributors. In administering the auctioning of these paintings, they worked with three other volunteers. They are currently working on holding more auctions. "I'm discussing the matter with two local agencies to do a future auction in October and or November. I need to see if they will have the capacity to provide donation receipts for winning bidders.